that means ordinarily, you wouldn't have a chance to be Krishna conscious. Ordinarily, you wouldn't have a chance to understand Krishna and engage in Krishna's service. But Pahun Dvijana Nithai Gaurachandra, these two lords, Nithai and Gaurachandra, they're extremely merciful. That means that even though we don't deserve this opportunity to serve Krishna, and we're so foolish that we take the opportunity so lightly because of our powerful minds, still Lord Chaitanya gives us a chance. What is the nature of Lord Chaitanya? Lord Nityananda, Sabha Avatar, Sa Shiromani. They're the essence of all incarnations. Actually, Lord Chaitanya, technically speaking, he's not an incarnation. He's Swayam Bhagavan, original personality of Godhead, just like Krishna. But anyway, if you want to consider them as incarnations, Sar Shiromani, they're the essence of all the incarnations, the crest jewel of all the incarnations. And what is their merchandise they're distributing? Kevala Ananda Kanda. There are different khandas or paths recommended in the Vedas. You know, karma khanda, the path of punya, pious activities to go to the heavenly planets. Jnana khanda, speculating to understand metaphysical truth. Upasana khanda, demigod worship. But Lord Chaitanya, Lord Nityananda, they're teaching kevala ananda khanda, the khanda of kevala ananda, pure bliss without any other impediments of jnana, karma, or yoga. Everything simply for Krishna's pleasure. That means kevala ananda, pure, unadulterated bliss. In the beginning, we don't see that. We get glimpses of it. So the challenge is how to keep a spiritual vision on our devotional service, particularly this Sankirtan devotional service. Yesterday I had the good fortune of seeing some Sankirtan activities amidst a busy day. It's my first day driving around Auckland in many years. So I have my re-entry. What does that sound? It was my first day seeing Auckland and going through what I know you're going through, getting through the traffic, parking. It's much worse than it was maybe 5 years ago. So I wanted to experience what you are experiencing. And I could feel the Auckland Maya. There's a special Maya here. Especially if you're from Auckland, you have to watch it. Because your body is like attuned to the modes here. Others who are not from Auckland, I notice they don't run such a they don't have to engage in such a big battle. Best all this is done before class. They don't have to engage in such a heavy battle, but especially those from Auckland. This is your home field, and the mood lets you know it here. Just take it easy, not too much, but still, life's not that bad. Life's not that good, but yeah, it's okay. What's wrong with just being okay? there'll be opportunity for you. It won't be fantastic, but it'll be okay. There'll be some setbacks, but it won't be that bad. It'll be okay. So be a non-committal Aucklander, locked up in your own mind, and you don't bother anyone else. They don't bother you. There's plenty of room in the city to spread out all over the place. Maybe that one into your own niche. So I can see, I can feel the Auckland Maya, how it's working. Especially on a day when the weather's okay. As always, the weather is generally not fantastic, not super bad, you know. Some hours of sunshine, some sprinkles of the rain, you know. This influences the mentality of the people. And then I can see, particularly on Queen Street, complicating the Auckland Maya is then so many foreign bodies bringing their own loads. So it's not that you're just dealing with the Kiwi Auckland mentality. There's so, you know, this is, you know, such an Asian influence that you have to try to cope with that, or however. So I can see this is what's going on. And I appreciated, of course, their dedication of those doing this front lines work. I could see it's actually, they actually become beautiful by doing this service. The devotees I saw yesterday, they were beautiful. I could see it's because they're taking shelter of the internal energy of Krishna. So just I had to fight to get the time to do that. And first day, I hope today I'll try to see more of you on Sankirtan. Yesterday was a bit of a, it was physically exhausting for me because of my first day dealing with Auckland in a long time. Yeah, remembering what it's like to drive around the city and find a parking space. And everything takes a bit longer than what you plan. Yeah. I remember what it was like 7 years ago, so you want to do a quick errand on Queen Street. You drive into a garage, a parking garage, it's full. And you have to go find another one. And so all these things came back to me yesterday. And I see how you all are giving your physical strength. As I was discussing with the men before you came, ladies came, what would you do with your energies if you weren't using them in this way? What would you be doing with all your energy? Not that you would just be laying around. No, you'd be trying to get something. All of you would be trying to get something. For me. Yeah, most of you would be working, you know, some job that you hated, but anyway, you got to put up with the job, and then you would do shopping, you know, cafes, just, you know, living a non-committal lockdown life, you know, not offending anyone, not giving too much to anyone, not taking, you know, not taking much. Just everyone stays in their own niche in a nice, respectful, polite way. And of course, then when it's time for intense sense gratification, well, you know, that has to be different. That's everyone's private affair. So it's not that your energies would be inactive if you weren't doing the sacrifice for Krishna. I know you all are sacrificing. But the fact is, let's be honest, let's be fair. If you don't sacrifice for Krishna, you're going to do it for Maya. I can just see you all scurrying, you know, somewhere in the central business district, you know, to your job, to your office, you know, secretary, receptionist, salesperson, you know. Just when it's a sunny time outside, and, you know, you're happy and happier, and the rain comes and you hurry up and get back to your workplace. You have to avoid the shower and see if anyone's paying attention to you. See if you catch any feelings. Any potential hookups. There are no potential hookups during the workday. You're sure to get them during the nighttime feed. And then, of course, you know, you need some kind of intoxication, if not drugs, you know, then at least alcohol. Yeah. Makes the social life better, you know. Makes the hookups flow easier, you know. Like, you all would be doing that? So somehow, by your good fortune, Lord Chaitanya's mercy, your energies are going for the highest purpose, distributing love of God. So please don't be unfair to Krishna. What am I doing this for? Well, I'm doing my energies. I'm a little tired now. And just people are refusing me. You would be endeavoring for Maya without devotional service. That is a fact. So let's be fair to Krishna and not have a grudge against Krishna, like an unconscious grudge, like, gosh, I'm really doing so much for you, Krishna. I mean, yeah, why am I working so hard? Why am I tolerating so much? You would have worked and tolerated in material life. As Nala Kumar can tell you from his banking days. It was simply hard work and tolerance, right? Of course, if you're able to work hard at anything and give the result to Krishna, then it becomes something else. Our mantra mala shows that. Still, it's hard work. You can't avoid that. That's the way this world is. So since you can't avoid it, why not work hard for Krishna? One way or another. As yesterday I saw some of our Vaishnavis distributing. I'll try to see others today. And on the one hand, it looks like, what are these young ladies doing out there? I mean, they could be doing so many other things, pleasing their senses. You know, they could be dressing up, putting makeup on, and, you know, trying to catch feelings. You know, going to cafes and... They could grab onto a partner and, you know, share a flat with their partner, have a relationship, and then when it doesn't work out, move on to another one after a couple of years, and you know, all these things. Yeah. Instead, I saw that they were dedicating their energies directly for distributing love of Krishna. I saw how blessed they were by engaging this activity. Actually, they were truly beautiful. I could see also the barrier you have to jump across in Sankirtan, as Benedict and I were discussing. And naturally, when you do many books, you feel good, like, I'm getting a result. And when you don't do so many books, or people are refusing you, you feel like, oh, what's the point of this? So it's a big barrier you have to jump. That I'm doing this for the sake of doing it, and Krishna's pleased. This is the fence we have to try to jump. Otherwise, you keep looking at the activity with material intelligence. Okay, if I'm getting a result, I'm a good Sankirtan devotee. I feel good about myself. I'm productive. I'm getting results. People are responding to me. And I'm doing more than the others. Doing more books than the other devotees. How do you jump the fence to, I'm doing this just for the sake of doing it, for pleasing Krishna? You keep doing my best, the results are up to Krishna. How do you jump that fence? It takes a lot of internal commitment. So I was praying to Krishna that you all would get that internal commitment. And it does happen. It does happen. Devotees who just go on and on doing it for the sake of doing it, they start to get over that fence. But that big fence, that big barrier is, how can you do something with enthusiasm if you're not getting the results you want? That's the barrier. The way everything else in this world works, you do something, you get results. You work, you get paid. You chase a man or a woman, you get the result. You score. But what? Why? You know, sankirtan, sometimes it seems the results aren't there. Like I was watching Benedict, and she was trying sincerely, so nicely. I was wondering, what is she thinking when the results aren't there, according to her vision? And will she be able to just go on? It takes spiritual understanding. That's why I always ask you to please learn to love to read Srila Prabhupada's books, and then you'll love to distribute them to others. You have to start somewhere, of course. So even if your sankirtan efforts are on the other side of the fence, meaning you're on the side, you're still on the side of the fence in which you're result-oriented. That's all right. You have to start somewhere. But just, you should be aware of the goal, aware of what lies ahead. Jumping that fence, jumping that hurdle of doing things to get a result. Just like I myself could wonder, just see, I'm putting so much energy into trying to get our preaching operations together so they can do the highest good for people. And the constant effort, you know, you think everything is okay, everything is settled, and then, you know, there's something always coming up. That's the nature of this world. Devotees go through various stages of, they can, not all, but they can go through various stages of commitment, you know, fired up to not so fired up, to fired up again. They start not so fired up, suddenly they get fired up. And although, I must say, for the most part, Krishna has blessed us with very steady devotees. Still, it's a constant effort. And I could start to think, when will this ever end? When will you talk to a devotee and they'll get sudden enlightenment and they'll get it all straight and you won't have to talk to them for another 5 years? But then I realize that it's Krishna's mercy on me that I can use my energies in this way. How often do I have to say the same thing again and again? Even some, that this is following the footsteps of Srila Prabhupada. Even sometimes Prabhupada would say in a lecture, I've explained to you so many times. I remember once, I think I told you, I was at Rath Yatra in San Francisco and Prabhupada was lecturing. And again he said, I've explained to you so many times. You boil the tree at the root. You take the food, you give it to the mouth, it goes to the stomach. And finally that time I caught it. The full impact of what he was saying finally hit me. I had heard him say it so many times. So he was said, I've said this so many times. And then finally it clicked. I'll never forget that. So, just like it's Krishna's mercy on you to have this service, it's also Krishna's mercy on me. I couldn't help but think about these young men and women who are properly using their energies. And you see, there's nothing wrong in being tired for Krishna at the end of the day. That's a great benediction. don't think it's bad. Oh, I'm tired. I'm getting tired. Is it so that people in the mundane working world never get tired? Is that so wonderful? Is it so delicate? Or you just go to work, you come back at the end of the day totally refreshed. And yes, you've had experience for a while? Or your job wasn't so hard? Yeah, sometimes you just come back feeling refreshed.
I just come home from work.
No. You're flat, you're just, yeah. But there's a sweetness about being tired from serving Krishna. There's a sweetness about it. So don't feel bad that you're tired after a hard day's work for Krishna. It's a great benediction. Wonderful. You should thank Krishna. Oh, thanks for taking my energy. Otherwise, I just would have used it for sinful activity, selfish activities. Naturally, I've noticed there's a material tendency that when you're tired, you usually want to do something for yourself. Okay, that's it. I'm tired. I've done my job. I've done my service. What about me? There's a natural tendency. I guess that's why people, after they finish the day of work, they want to do something for them. They've been slaving all day for someone else. Then they get home and, okay, what's on the TV? You know, where's the cafe? There's something to please me. Then I'll be all right. And then next morning I'll go fight the battle again. So I also noticed that when you give yourself intensely in Krishna's service, there's a tendency that Maya tries to get you anyway. And that, okay, you did it. You managed to serve Krishna intensely. All right, what can I say? But now that you've served Krishna intensely, what about your senses now? Still, Maya tries to get a grip on you. First of all, just the fact that you've done intense service, that's a great blow against the material energy. So, and Maya doesn't give up. Now you're tired. What about you? What about your senses? What about your mind? You've served Krishna. Now you. So you have to be aware of all that. You have to know how to, when you're tired, how to take shelter of Krishna. You have to know how to soothe yourself in Krishna consciousness. It's a very important thing. How to soothe yourself in Krishna consciousness. It's not simply a kind of a feminine thing to soothe yourself. As a spirit soul, as servant of Lord Chaitanya, you have to know how to soothe yourself. Just like, you know, a mother soothes a child and rocks the child to sleep. I don't know if mothers still do that, but anyway. But anyway, you have to know how to soothe yourself and rock yourself to sleep, so to speak, through hearing and chanting about Krishna. You have to know how to take shelter of hearing and chanting Krishna's glories to soothe yourself. You also have to know how to take shelter of devotees in order to soothe yourself. So it's not that we don't have solace and soothing in Krishna consciousness. We have the best solace and the best soothing. But you have to know how to take advantage of that. Just like for me, I know. When I just get the time to open Chaitanya Charitamrita, complete refreshment. And also, associating with my God brothers, very refreshing. I prefer to minimize it during the marathon time, but otherwise, very refreshing. So don't think that devotional service is just some uphill thing, just fight, battle, struggle, controlling your senses, distribute books, marathon, maintenance, There's also solace, but you have to know where to find it. The solace is there in chanting Hare Krishna. The solace is there in reading the books. The solace is there in genuine, enlivening association with devotees. And of course, kirtan, congregational chant, Gaudiya. You have to know how to do all that. Otherwise, you'll get a bit bewildered.
I'm giving so much to Krishna. I work so hard for Krishna. Now what do? I want solace.
That's all right. You can have solace in Krishna consciousness. It's there for the men and the women. Just have to know how to do it. Mm-hmm. How to soothe your heart. Sometimes there'll be those kind of days on Sankirtan where everyone just practically spits on you and think, your mind tells you like that. You have to know how to soothe yourself. If you're managing devotees, there'll be days when you just feel totally unappreciated and I thought I had everything taken care of. I thought that devotee understood. I talked to that devotee 20 times already about the same thing and now here we go again. You have to know how to soothe yourself. Very important if you want to be effective in Krishna service. You have to know how to soothe yourself. Otherwise, you'll think that you're just going to remain in an on-edge condition. And there's no relief. The only way to solve that on-edge condition is let me arrange something for me and I'll be alright. Then I'll relax. But what is life like as soon as you start arranging for yourself? Complications. So we need to be able to understand how to soothe ourselves in Krishna consciousness. One thing you can do, which I'm trying to demonstrate, you can sing this song about Lord Chaitanya, Padma Karuna Pandumichana. It's a wonderful Sankirtan song that Srila Prabhupada sang for us. You can use it as your lullaby. Whenever you have one of those days, you know, you can just play and sing this song for yourself and others. Just chant it over and over again. I'll say it's the Maha Mantra. And you'll see the difference because Lord Chaitanya will be present. Music is very soothing. For those of you, especially who are musically inclined, you should soothe devotees. Sweet songs about Lord Chaitanya. Of course, Lord Chaitanya is not so impressed by musical abilities, the devotion. Still, at the same time, if you have some ability, you should use it in Krishna's service. But it's the devotion that touches the soul. So you can do that. You can just sing this song, Param Karuna Param Dvijana Vitae Vora Chandra, and soothe yourself. So those were my realizations yesterday, seeing the beauty of the Sankirtan devotee, spiritual beauty. Regardless of everyone's material physique, there's a spiritual beauty that takes over when you distribute Lord Chaitanya's mercy. So today I'll try to see more. I can see also, you all thinking, how long can I do like this? And how long do devotees do this service for? You ever think like that? No? You think that's right. It's all individual. If you've got the physical strength, if you've got the compassion, some devotees do go all their life. Others, they're, you know, as they get older, naturally the physical strength goes down. But any serious devotee keeps on with the Sankirtan spirit in one way or another. Giving Krishna to others. So actually, don't think, how long can I do this? Just think, I'll put all my energies into it and Krishna will take care of me. That's the best way. Be glad you have this outlet, this most divine outlet for your energies. And take shelter of Krishna in the future. And in the future, Krishna will take care of you. I always tell you that. You take care of Krishna, Krishna will take care of you. first you master distributing Krishna consciousness as a humble servant to Krishna. You deal with that, and then you can inspire others to do the same thing, and this way the service increases. I remember Rasyasha, she would go on Sankirtan with her children. She was very determined. So maybe now she's older, and yes, she has her family realities, but still, the same spirit is there. It just comes out in this way, that way, way, that way. So if you want to dedicate your life to being compassionate, there's always a way to do it. And you want to be selfish, there's always a way to do it. You can't do this service without compassion. I was telling that to Benedict yesterday. You've got to actually care for these people and understand that you are stopping them from destroying their human life. We need to beg Krishna, please give me the vision to see what's going on. Let me see their suffering. Otherwise you can be fooled, especially in Auckland, when the weather's balmy and pleasant. It's really pleasant. Not too hot, not too cold. Sunshine, a few nice sprinkles of rain for variety. I can see it often. You can feel like there's not too much pressure of so many people, and also you don't feel too alone, like you'd be in a small town. It's just the right blend. Being together with people and having your own space at the same time, right? Just the right blend. Mm-hmm. Everything's just the right blend. Beg Krishna for the vision to see how these people are suffering, and how you'd be suffering also if you were like that. It's a miserable life, just pleasing your mind and senses. So we have to develop the spiritual impact to break through this very indifferent, non-committal atmosphere. More than one third of the country lives here in this area, so we have to cope with it. Otherwise, it is kind of easier in a smaller city, but out of compassion, we're here. That's the reason. Battling the high rents and the traffic and the indifferent, non-committal atmosphere. So you have to care. Without compassion and care, you'll become brittle. Peanut brittle. You become like that. You crack easily. In order to be compassionate, you have to first be compassionate on yourself. You have to know how to soothe yourself. Every serious devotee has to know how to do that, how to soothe yourself. Krishna conscious arts play a great role in soothing yourself. It's like in a mundane society, art plays a great effect on people. Also, these books are very artistic, in case you haven't noticed. If you really get into them as work of arts, chanting the slokas, reading the text, they're very artistic. The descriptions of Krishna, Lord Chaitanya, very artistic, very soothing for the soul, very pleasing to the mind. But please remember, you can chant this song, Karma Karma, just like we did. And that way, you'll have Lord Chaitanya's presence. Whenever you feel like, oh, I can't go on, what's the point of this? Does anyone care? I had one of those days where everyone said no. By this Sankirtan activity, you're making kirtan everywhere. I could see that yesterday. It's just another form of kirtan. You can take a drum and play it and chant. You can also approach people with the glories of Krishna. The danger is that you'll not understand the spiritual impact of what you're doing, and you'll just look at your material effects.
I'm tired.
People don't get tired by working in this world. People have tough days at the office. Of course, these days you have a tough day at the office and you have a tough day at home, too. Nothing goes right. I was reading one of the articles, Manchamala, cut out for me. It used to be people would just talk about the midlife crisis, you know? You've all heard of the midlife crisis? Now the new thing, the quarter life crisis. When you're in your 30s, you start wondering, what's the point of all this? So, please make the effort to keep yourself spiritually nourished and soothed. Please develop the art of how to soothe yourself. I just showed you. You can just sing this song, Paramakarana. You can chant it for yourself over and over again. Chant Hare Krishna. You can chant it for others. Learn how to take shelter of Lord Chaitanya. That was very lively, seeing the Sankirtan devotees. Definitely had it. It was a very transforming experience. Of course, I knew that, therefore I was really pushing to be able to at least spend some time. And yes, my expectations were always confirmed in that regard. That's definitely a wonderful experience. Unforgettable. One last point. I guess today's class is a bit of an impromptu talk. One last point. It's like I was reading a purport, Srila Prabhupada. No, it's not purport. It's a lecture I was reading. So all problems are solved by chanting and dancing. Now, wait a minute. Now, I might have thought that when I was a new bhakta, but really, all problems solved by chanting and dancing. A bit simplistic? No, it's actually not. No. But you have to take some time to see that. And this is, I know this is the big problem. How many devotees are willing to take the time to see the cure work? You see, there's the immediate effect of your taking up Krishna consciousness that everyone knows. But there's also a gradual accumulation over the years. Now, are you willing to go through those years so that you'll see the gradual effect, which is actually much greater than the immediate effect? So, over a long period of time, you'll find out that yes, chanting and dancing, sankirtan solves all problems. When you're a new devotee, you're just desperate for relief from material life. So, you embrace Krishna consciousness with great youthful novelty. Ah, yes, this is it. I found it. Yeah, this is it. Chanting and dancing. Solve all my problems. Then, after a few years in devotional service,
complexity.
Yes, chanting and dancing, but you know. Now you have to crash through that stage to the point in which, with mature knowledge and experience, you still see the same conclusion as you do when you're a new devotee. Yes, in spite of all the complexities, still it's a fact. Chanting, dancing, sankirtan solves all the problems. Then you become very strong devotee. So there's the brand new stage in which you just fervently embrace everything because you want relief from material life. You're fresh out of the material world. Wow, chanting, yes, of course, take your time, you die. Then there's a stage a few years later. Yeah, 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 Chanting the Kanki Jan, yeah. Yeah, hearing you chanting, yeah, chanting and dancing. Bye, all this and that. It's not that I've given up. It's not that I'm not going to serve Krishna. It's just that, you know, just, all this and that and the other. And many devotees are in that stage, and they don't crash through it. Still, the fact that they're doing something in relation to Krishna, that's all right. But better to push through that stage to the stage in which, once again, you can say, chanting and dancing, Sankirtan solves all problems. I know that based on mature knowledge and experience. So as I always say, generally the problem is we don't spend enough time. We don't give enough time for the fruits of Krishna consciousness to show. There's the immediate effect, without a doubt. Chaito Dharpana Marjanam, Bhava Maha Dhava Yunirvapanam. The blazing fire of material existence is put out or very much diminished. But there's much more if you'll simply put in the time in a sincere way. There's so much more Krishna can show you. Namely, ecstatic love of God. Tasting the fruits of love of God that Lord Chaitanya wants to distribute. It's not that you're simply distributing and you won't taste. Distributors have the first right to taste. But simply you have to be a bit patient. And you'll be shocked to understand how impatient you are. These are things you don't realize fully until you get older. But so what? Barring some unforeseen departure, all of you know, you'll reach your 50s, and then you'll say, what was the big deal? How was I making a big deal about so much stuff that happened in my life? What's the big deal? So it is a fact that chanting, dancing, sankirtan solve all problems. And if you stick properly to the process of devotional service, you'll see that in a few years. A few years. So what if a few years can mean 30 years? What is 30 years? 30 years, not even 30 yet. Forever. 30 years. Now we have some of you who are 30, over 30 years. Yes? Who's over 30 here? So, did you ever think that you'd be over 30? Rasiatra?
Yeah.
So did you ever think that, I mean, but did you really think that your mentality would change?
No.
No. How old are you?
20.
20.
I want to go to dancing. I want to go to clubs.
John and I are friends.
Yeah. But you know, now I want to just, you know, go dancing and go clubbing.
He just looks shocked. Yes. It seems so appropriate, right? It seems natural, right? And no one would have, the world would have criticized you. Yes, yes. You had a teenage affair. You had a child. Anyway, you know. The benefit will take care of the child, and you can go out clubbing and dancing.
You're 20.
Well,
it could be more natural.
You just have a good attitude towards him. Have a good attitude, you know, the two of you towards each other, and go diversify your life as everyone else does. You have never thought that in the future you look back on his attitude like, oh, what was that big deal? Why was I making life so complicated? So this is the big problem I see, that devotees don't give the process enough time. And they and everyone is so instant these days. Everything has to happen like, you know, instantly. What's Krishna consciousness doing for me instantly? Mm-hmm. There are instant effects, but there's much more gifts for you that will come over your whole lifespan. Even sometimes devotees have difficulty. They don't have to have difficulty, but even sometimes they have difficulty. And fortunate ones, they right themselves. All that can happen in one lifetime. I think if you would learn how to solace yourself in Krishna consciousness, you'd be able to go the distance. Without knowing how to solace yourself in bhakti, though, you could, you know, just do something dumb and, I'm tired, I did everything, I helped everyone, what about me? You have to know how to soothe yourself in devotional service. Not simply the ladies, it's important for the ladies, but also the men. Because men don't admit it. Ladies will always admit it very quickly.
I want some solace. Want to soothe me.
Well, men also think like that. So we don't talk about it. Just lock it up inside. When will someone come and baby me? Learn how to soothe yourself in bhakti. Learn how to take shelter of the devotees, the holy people, Shastra. You'll feel it. And the great advantage of that is then you know I have the means to take care of myself in Krishna consciousness. I have the tools for going the distance. That's what I want you all to have. I'm not a utopian. I know that some will encounter difficulties. Some may succumb to difficulties in the future. But at least if you're equipped with the tools that you have to go the distance, then I've done my job. And yes, it is true. Simply chanting and dancing, Sankirtan will solve all the problems. But you have to put in the time to see how that's so. Don't make a snap decision when you're young. Okay, I've been there, done that, I did the chanting and dancing thing. Now it's back to the real world. The real world is merciless. No mercy. And like I told you, one devotee in Australia, his wife was a flight attendant for Ansett Australia. And she, 2 weeks away from her pension, so she could retire. She was senior, 20 years as a flight attendant. And then 2 weeks before she was to retire and get her pension, Ansett Australia went belly up. So not only was her pension affected, but also her seniority. She had to go apply to another airline and start at the bottom. No seniority. 20 years seniority. When you're 20 years senior, it's a flight attendant, you can like pick your flights. Sometimes you can do the less work on the airplane, get all so many perks. She lost it all and had to start off on some Asian airlines at the bottom, just like a new recruit. Lost her pension, lost everything. So you might say, well, was she a devotee? Why did Krishna let that happen? Well, I don't think she was the strongest devotee. But also, that's the way this world is. Krishna still takes care. Krishna still takes care of his devotee. I mean, this family's certainly not starving, doing quite all right, but it's just, you know, life in this world, in terms of practical affairs, isn't easy. The ease comes from the hearing and chanting about Krishna. That's where the ease comes. Don't expect life in Auckland to get easier, but your hearing and chanting life will get easier. So let us not become influenced by the selfish Auckland atmosphere, which just makes you kind of, why am I putting up with others? I should just be, you know, pushing on my life. There are different styles, different lifestyles in Krishna consciousness. Some are single, some are married. But in any case, we should always have dedication to helping others, doing the greatest, most merciful work for others. Those who are householders have to be concerned with their household to some extent. But as the Shastra says, they shouldn't simply be concerned with their household. They should have wider interests. Have wider compassionate interests. So, undoubtedly, some of you here will marry. But my hope is that you'll maintain a wider interest while doing the necessary work. Maintain your ashram. All right. Any questions? Yes.
Good much. Could you explain a little bit about the difference between imitating and following?
Just like you don't imitate Krishna's Rasa Lila, but you follow Krishna's instructions. You don't imitate Lord Shiva by drinking an ocean of poison, but you follow Lord Shiva's instructions to worship Krishna. Following means following instructions. You don't imitate Haridas Thakur and think you can chant all day long in a solitary place. But you follow Srila Prabhupada's instructions to chant a minimum of 16 rounds a day and be active in Krishna's service. Requires guidance. But everyone understands what is best for that individual at the present moment.
Guru Maharaj, can you explain how we can recognize we have tiredness as physical tiredness or mental tiredness or spiritual tiredness?
There's no question of spiritual tiredness. The spirit is always ever fresh. But yes, you can get mentally and physically tired, and you have to know how to rejuvenate yourself. No question of spiritual tiredness. It's a question of, yes, you can get mentally and physically tired, and simply you have to know how to rejuvenate yourself. Rejuvenate yourself means making known to yourself once again of the spiritual vitality, which is there anyway. to be more careful to keep oneself nourished. Sometimes we have to learn that by experience. You have to keep your spiritual batteries charged. It's there, the energy is there, but if you don't tap into it, it may take a while to recognize that. Like I knew yesterday, I just get out and see the Sankirtan activities, I'll be feeling very enlivened. I knew that. It's amazing. All complexities disappear. You'll know if I just chant Hare Krishna. All right, so what if I did 16 rounds this morning? I'll just chant another 8 rounds. You'll feel alive. Let me just open Chaitanya Charitamrita. Bathe my consciousness. You have to know how to take care of yourself. But if you don't take advantage of all the rejuvenation facilities, what can be done? Sometimes we have to learn that. One has to endeavor by right means. That's very important. If we're endeavoring, and quite a bit of our endeavor is based on material enthusiasm and our material strength, we will get worn down. Krishna will wear you down, especially if you're a sincere devotee. Krishna will weigh you down on purpose so you'll take deeper shelter of him. Often happens to devotees who've done dedicated service. Krishna reciprocates. He shows you, thanks for all that you've done, but guess what? Now it's time for you to endeavor based on spiritual strength. Thanks for everything you've done, so now give me the reward. I make it even possible for you to serve me based on your material strength. Now, sometimes the boys get confused and think,
oh, what happened? Oh, me? Oh, my.
No, understand, it's Krishna's mercy. Krishna pulls the rug out from under you. Oh, thank you. You tried so hard serving me based on your material strengths. Very good. Now reciprocate. The rug comes out from under you.
Oh, my God.
My material strength is not working anymore.
What's wrong?
No, it's what's right. Now the real show begins. You've got to develop spiritual feet and march forward spiritually. That's Krishna's mercy. He's an expert. What does Krishna say? Yasya hamane gnami hrishye taddanam shanai. Whenever I see someone who's sincere, not for everyone, but whenever I see someone who's sincere, who's rendering service with some material attachment or based on material abilities, for a sincere devotee, not for everyone, what do? I give my special mercy. And that way the devotee is forced, Krishna, Krishna, to take more shelter. But that's special. Srila Prabhupada, he would use himself as an example. He said, I know about this verse. I know. So we should thank Krishna for his mercy and learn how, and then stand on our spiritual feet. But the material energy makes it look like, oh, you don't have material energy anymore, you don't have material determination anymore, you're finished. No, the show has just begun. But it's humbling. It's humbling. We don't like to be humbled. Look, Krishna, I've been serving you, so, Let's get things straight here. Yeah, Krishna is making things straight. You serve me. Not in the best way, but you serve me. Therefore, I'm reciprocating in the best way. I'm giving you shelter based on your spiritual strength. You'll have to find your spiritual feet, and that way your Krishna consciousness will be much better. we just humbly thank Krishna's mercy. All right, thank you for forcing me to endeavor on the spiritual platform. Now, Krishna doesn't do that all the time. Often with mixed devotees, Krishna will just let you go on like that because, well, better something than nothing. But if somehow or in spite of yourself, you've managed to serve Krishna with great dedication, in spite of yourself, in spite of your material conceptions, then Krishna just may decide to be merciful upon you and give you the special prasad. All right, become a real devotee now. That's special. So we should be very happy if that's happened to us. It is a challenge. It's basically Krishna saying, you can't walk materially anymore. You've got to walk spiritually. Now, throw up your crutches and walk. No, I can't. No. Walk. No. I have no more material legs anymore. Give me my crutches. No, walk. Pick up your bed and walk. And then he finally agreed, and, my goodness, I can walk, but it's different now. Yes. So, if that happens to a devotee, that's very fortunate. It doesn't always happen. Often, Krishna will just let you go on with mixed motives. Something better than nothing. But if Krishna sees you're sincere, in spite of having material conceptions, he may just pull the rug out from under you. So you can't serve him based on your material prowess anymore. That's not a catastrophe, that's a benediction. These are all parts of becoming a devotee in Krishna's service. If we're proud, we'll fight back. No, Krishna, I'm going to serve you my way like I did before. And if Krishna wants to be merciful to you, he'll just, yeah, right. And you'll try and it won't get anywhere. You try all the things you did before and it's not working. And then finally the point gets into our head. I've got to endeavor a different way. All right. Thank you very much. Hare Krishna. All right, we'll have a quick problem.
Thank you.